March 24th, 1903. Though being nothing, one can be everything while being with Jesus. This morning, after I had gone through most bitter days, blessed Jesus came and spent time with me intimately, so much so that I thought I would possess him forever. But all of a sudden, he disappeared like a flash. Who can say my pain? I felt I was going insane. More so, since I was almost sure that I was not going to lose him anymore. Now, while I was being consumed with pains, he came back like a flash. And with sonorous and serious voice, he told me, "Who are you to expect to be always with me?" And I, insane as I was, all daring, answered, "I am everything while being with you. I feel I am nothing but a will, come out of the womb of my Creator. And as long as this will is united with you, it fills life, existence, peace, all of its good. Without you, I feel it without life. I feel it being destroyed. I feel it dispersed, restless. I can say I experience all evils, and in order to have life, and so that I may not become dispersed, this will that came out from you looks for your womb, your center, and there it wants to remain forever." Jesus seemed to be all moved. But then he repeated again, "But who are you?" And I, "Lord, I am nothing but a drop of water. And as long as this drop of water remains in your sea, it seems to it that it is the whole sea. If it does not go out of the sea, it remains clean and clear, in such a way as to be able to stand the comparison with other waters. But if it goes out of the sea, it will become muddy, and because of its littleness, it will be dispersed. All moved, he bent down toward me, and embracing me, and told me, "My daughter, one who wants to remain always in my will keeps my very person within himself. And even if he can go out of my will, since I created him free in his will, my power operates a prodigy by administering to him continuously the participation in the divine life. Because of this participation he receives, he feels such strength and attraction of union with my divine will that even if he wanted to go out of it, he could not do it. This is the continuous virtue that comes out of me toward one who always does my will, about which I spoke to you the other day."